Hi, welcome back to the Resilience Forum Academy podcast. I'm really honored that Frank Alkenbrecher has stuck with me through all this. And now we're going to summarize what we've learned and thought about and think is most important based on our exploration of Timothy R. Clark's article, 8 Ways to Manage Your Team While Social Distancing, from HBR, that's Harvard Business Review, on LinkedIn. So Frank, we've gone through all 8. What stuck out for you?
Well, I think he made a couple of very, very important points. And I think what comes across for me is when you take a situation like this where you have to show leadership to your people, I think most important is take the fear away from your employees. You know, that means you've got to be a little bit more flexible. You've got to show a lot of support. And you've got to be prepared for the unknown. But I think the reward you're getting out is a lot of creativity, a lot of improvisation, which brings you back to the principles of resilience, you know. And I think support is a big thing, taking fear away is a big thing, and it all comes together with obviously an optimistic attitude you have towards your people.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, this crisis has pushed us into remote work. Some of us were doing it a bit, some of us not at all. Now we all have to do it all the time. And this is a crisis. And that's what a big part of what resilience is about, is our ability to bounce back from a crisis, to respond to a crisis, and to learn and grow and innovate. The crisis actually forces us to innovate and stimulates our creativity, which will not just get us through this crisis, but strengthen us. And that's what resilience is right. Really about.
Yeah.
You know?
And think about, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we would have never thought that this would be the situation for not just our country, but virtually around the world, which the coronavirus is spreading. So I think, and don't forget what we discussed earlier, nobody was prepared to doing this, and your own employees were not prepared to do this. They were basically told you have to work from home now, and nobody told them how to do. I bet there was no guidelines and standard operating procedures to do that, as you always have. And I think at the end, I would say, be easy to your people, but also be easy to yourself.
And that was a big thing that I got from the article. You know, the most important thing to do in this time is to focus on the relationships and the wellness of your employees. And, you know, because of the crisis conditions, the emphasis on results is not as high, and processes are being improvised and ad hoc, and they will probably change. So it really is a key time for leaders to focus on the relationships of their employees and how they relate to their employees, and a time to experiment, practice, and learn, because we may not get these kinds of opportunities when we go out of quarantine phase, when the pandemic's over. There's going to be a lot of pressure to go back to business as usual. And this time is giving us the resilient growth opportunity to reset our expectations and to actually learn and really
find find a way. And I think you're making a really, really good point. You don't want people say, well, the best relationship I had with my boss was during the crisis. After that, everything went back to normal, means bad. And I think we have to find a way, and that would be a great, great result. If you transform, for example, those relationships into the normal life, which I personally think will not be as normal anymore, because I think a lot of things will change. But anyway, it will transform into when the crisis is over. And if those relationships, with all the quality they have, will hold, I think there's a lot we all have gained.
Definitely. Like, you know, you I'm really optimistic and excited about this time, because, you know, if you look at things like the shock doctrine, it shows that when there's a shock, there's an opportunity for a lot of change. And so for those of us who can become agents of change and really embrace whatever leadership opportunities we have, either explicitly or implicitly, and, you know, use these 8 ways to make things better, we can really set a new standard for how we work together, how we lead, how we succeed.
And at the end, I think we have to thank Timothy Clark for doing that and putting this wonderful article together in Harvard Business Review and to give us a nice platform to discuss those different paragraphs.
Yeah, I'm really excited to read his new book, The Four Stages of Psychological Safety, Defining the Path to Inclusion and Innovation. I think it's really going to reinforce the work that we do with resilience and also with resonance. And how do we actually be able to build our capacity for crisis, deal with crisis, and all of that is kind of fractal for how we deal with the rest of our lives. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. So let's do things as best we can.
And actually, for the end, the resilience is in everybody of us. All of your employees are masters in resilience. They just sometimes might not know it, but they might know it better after that crisis.
And that's the opportunity for leaders. Let's bring it forward.
Okay. Thank you, Munir, for doing this.
Thank you, Frank. It's been a great time.
It was great to having me here. Thanks very much.
I look forward to the next time we get to collaborate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.